Right after he retired a decade ago, Bob Flood learned he had cancer and a kidney would have to be removed. Just 1 month after Flood lost his kidney, he lost his health insurance too.
I was still recuperating. And they called me up and they said, "We're canceling your policy." And I said, "For me? No, for your family. We're canceling your policy, total."
Flood, who lives in Allen with his wife and two sons, figured he'd find another policy. But he was refused insurance over and over again.
The only place I could get health insurance was through the Texas Health Risk Pool. And that is 200 to 400% above what the average person pays.
The Texas Health Insurance Pool was created in the 90s to cover people with pre-existing conditions like cancers and heart disease. Pool insurance rates are required by law to be twice the rates on the commercial market, an average of $700 a month. Flood's family policy was more than $3,000 a month. His wife, Amy, says they tried to write the check once a year to avoid seeing the bill so often.
That was a sizable chunk of change, and we certainly could have done other things with it. And we tithe to our church, and we give to charities. And frankly, I would have rather given it to other needy people rather than just to an insurance consortium.
But Amy and Bob wanted to be responsible, so they grinned and bared it. Thanks to the Affordable Care Act, they don't have to anymore. Sitting beneath a wall decorated with crosses, Bob pulls out a summary sheet from healthcare.gov.
Now we have a policy which covers the three of us for less than $1,000 a month.
See, Obamacare means insurers can no longer deny coverage to people with pre-existing conditions. That means the expensive lifeline that was the health insurance pool is no longer necessary. And tens of thousands of people who were unable to buy on the private market in Texas can finally choose from a variety of plans. Stacy Pogue of the Center for Public Policy Priorities says not everyone will find thousands of dollars in savings like the Floods.
I think some people will pay more and some people will pay less. And part of that's going to depend on which plan they pick. But one thing that can be said across the board for everybody in the risk pool is that they will actually have a plan choice that they haven't had in the past, which includes different insurance companies and different networks.
Of course, that depends on healthcare.gov working.
The risk pool closing down or winding down, the idea of that was all contingent on the marketplace being there to pick everybody up. And if problems continue and make it difficult for people who are in the risk pool to enroll, we'll need to have a conversation as a state about whether it makes sense for the risk pool to stay open a little bit longer.
Since there are people, like the Floods, who have successfully made the transition, Pogue says it's not time to call for delay yet. And don't even talk about repealing Obamacare with Flood.
What do you want to repeal? Do you want to repeal the pre-existing condition clause? That would mean cancer survivors like me couldn't get insurance.
So no matter how bumpy the rollout, for folks like Bob Flood, there's no turning back. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.